from what I understand, it was filed sometime this week. I've been out of the country, so I haven't followed it closely. But so I believe a petition has been filed. I think the news reported there's five residents from District 1 that filed this affidavit. And with that, they get a they get official petition documents from the city, and they have 45 days to collect a couple thousand signatures. You know, and this is a petition for a recall election. So it's not to remove anyone from office. It's just to be able to bring that individual, you know, to the voters to determine whether or not he should be recalled. And so that's what's happened now. And I guess they have 45 days to procure the signatures. You know, the affidavit, which has been posted online, it just talks about a lot of breaches of ethical conduct, you know, things that just a lot of events that have surrounded Mr. Shamwell. And it's certainly pertaining to the event that took place a month ago with the proclamation and the division and indictment that was contained in that against the city and police departments and government. But I think it's more than that. I think it's just a pattern, you know, of behavior, and residents, I guess, will over the next 45 days will determine if that behavior is something that is acceptable, you know, in an elected official capacity.